don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here. Snowed in a blizzard.
I feel like we should start this episode kind of like Captain Jean-Luc Picard. You know that reference?
I mean, I know it's Star Trek, but...
Like when he would do a log, like a entry into his log, like Stardate 3745.
So did Captain Kirk first.
Yeah, but Picard's way better. I mean, I will fight you for that.
I mean, as an absolute... Yeah, I don't even know. I dated girls in high school. I don't know.
I did too. They just happened to like Star Trek.
Yeesh. No, yeesh.
I don't think I ever dated... my wife liked Star Trek.
Okay.
And she was a keeper.
Does she still?
I think she would watch it.
Did she get into any of the new versions?
I don't think so. I think we watched the movies, though, when they came out a few years ago.
Did you like them?
Not really. Yeah. I don't think... Who did those? There was a producer or director who did those.
Was it Michael Bay? Because he always does those glares.
It wasn't Michael Bay.
Oh, it was...
It was somebody like really big.
Yeah, it was the guy who did Lost.
Lost, yeah. That guy. But I just didn't...
J.J. Abrams.
Abrams, yeah. I just didn't care for him. No, man, we've been snowed in since, what, Saturday? I think I was able to get out Saturday morning and do some stuff.
You're making a lot of assumptions. You're assuming I know what day it is now.
That's what I was getting to, is I have no idea where I am in time and space. Because not having church apparently is the cornerstone of my week for my faith. But most, I'm not going to say importantly, but like most noticeably right now, I don't know what day it is. Like,
yeah.
I thought Sunday was either Saturday or Monday all day. And now we're recording and I genuinely am confused on if it's Monday evening or Tuesday evening.
I don't know. Are the kids ever going to go back to school?
I've looked at the weather forecast for the week. I'm going to put money on all 5 days snow days.
Well, some NTI probably.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. But no school days.
Yeah, they need to do a virtual day. They know they're capable of doing so.
I think that's technically what NTI is, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to do virtual, you have to... takes a completely separate lesson plan and I don't know, man.
So where we live, against everything we spoke about last week, in my opinion, we live in the middle of nowhere. But we really don't. But
no, we don't.
We live, but
not
we live
even
a good,
close to it.
I know, but we live a good 7 minutes from town. That's scientific. I've timed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5 minutes or 5 miles to get to, I don't know. A place where there are restaurants.
The heart of, yeah, like part of the heart of downtown. So anyway, so when this snowstorm started, Sunday, I knew there's not going to be anything open. So we made provisions to get everything we needed beforehand. But what is it? It's Monday evening, and after work, my daughter and I, we scraped off the car and we drove into town. She wanted something from Sonic. So I was like, cool, I'll get you that.
Okay.
So
it's very nice of you.
My wife made a big old pot of chili, and I love chili. Specifically, when I eat it, I like putting some cheese, sour cream, onions, and Fritos. So we didn't have two of the three of those things.
Say all those things again.
Fritos, the scoops, sour cream, raw onion, and cheese.
Okay. I can understand, I don't really like raw onion. I can understand all those except the sour cream.
Really?
It's just weird to me.
So
You're not the first person I've met that does that, but still.
We didn't have like a menu plan, so we just had all those ingredients, but my wife threw together some chili, but we didn't have Fritos or sour cream. And I would say that out of all of those things I said, if I had to pick two, it'd be those two.
Okay.
No problem. I don't really want to go to Walmart because it's on the far end of town based on where we live. So
I get it, but you make it sound like we live on like Little House on the Prairie. You also make it sound like we live together, but
we live right next to each other.
It's and not Walmart that far.
Is just the furthest store away from where I live.
Okay.
Other than going to Richmond, which I'm not going to do because that's even further.
I think you can be a Richmond Kroger faster than you can be to Berea Walmart.
Maybe if the roads are good. So anyway, I don't want to go to Walmart. Not only is it the furthest away, I just don't like going in Walmart, you know?
Okay. Yeah. There are people there. So I'm with you. Yeah. I don't want to see people.
Now, if I could pull up and my child go in and get said items, totally cool. That's not going to happen. So that's off the table. So I go to Save-A-Lot. The parking lot is immaculate. It has been professionally scraped. It has been salted. There are vehicles in the parking lot. I walk out of my vehicle, go to the door, temporarily closed due to inclement weather.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I see people bustling around in there, stocking shelves or whatnot, but apparently you can't go in and buy groceries.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I said to myself, because there's a Dollar General connected to the Save-A-Lot. That has to be why all these cars are here. So I walked to that door. Boom. Closed. Weather. My God, people, why'd you waste the money on scraping your parking lot?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
So then I drive across the street, down the road, Walgreens. It's a pharmacy, John says to himself. It has to be open. People have to have medicine. Driveway cleared, salted, cars in the driveway, freaking closed.
Closed.
So I'm like, well, I'm not getting half of what I want today for dinner, and I'm okay with that because I'm still not driving to Walmart. So let me tell you what I did. I opened up my pantry, and I found some Grippos. So I substituted the Grippos for the Fritos.
Okay, I could see that.
That was a win.
I bet that's good.
I won't tell you what I did for the sour cream.
Don't want to know if you milked an animal, but you know, I know you don't want to go in Walmart, but by the time you went to those three other stores, you could have been to Walmart.
It's the principle of the thing. I ain't going to do it.
My family went to Walmart today and said they were,
if I'd have known that, I would have paid
one of three people in there. Mm. So it sounds like it was a great day to go to Walmart.
Maybe I should have went. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like Walmart. I feel dirty every time I leave, like I have to take a shower.
So you go like once a month? That's a joke about you never taking a shower. I know it didn't land. That's on me, though.
Well, I mean, I'm just sensitive about that, but it's cool.
I've not had the best couple weeks of
life
talking into a microphone. Oh. Let's just stick to that. The last two broadcasts you and I have done, yeah. I have said some stupid crap. And
says the guy that usually makes fun of this guy for doing that.
I just don't know what's wrong with me.
I've got a couple of ideas.
Let's hear it. Yeah. So essentially, I'm supposed to do this ad read for Valentine's Day.
It says Valentine's Day at least three times in it.
And I read it, and I feel like I get through it. But then as soon as I do it after, I go to reference it and say Thanksgiving.
You ad-lib it, like, afterwards. It's like you take, like, a shot at me sarcastically. Like, you're going to take your wife there for that Thanksgiving turkey? And yeah. I'm like, yeah, maybe in about 7 months. We'll see.
Yeah, you don't know when Thanksgiving is. So why am I getting made fun?
I can't count how many months.
I think it's in February, apparently.
And you've done it. You did it during, like, a game on Friday night. And then, I don't know, like a few days later, we did another game and you did it again.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're not even aware that you've said that until I look at you funny.
Yeah, you look at me funny and I just kind of stare at you like, did I?
This is how you stare at me.
Did I pass gas? Like, what am I doing? So, yeah, I've been saying a lot of Thanksgiving.
That really cracked me up. No, I mean, I think I've talked about on here how I cannot say the precision gas hot player of the game.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've said persimmon, any other word that starts with P.
Precision.
You've
made
that.
Some stuff up. Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Guess they have to pay the bills, but I hope we haven't lost any sponsors because of us.
I would say that out of the things I've said versus you've said, I legitimately thought Precision Gas may have called the station and said, you know what? We appreciate your business, but if you want to keep our money, please do not let the fat guy say our name anymore. That'd be great.
Precision. Let's just pre-record the ads. Come on. Why can't I just push a button like we do here?
It's not a bad idea. I bet we could probably make that work.
Yeah, I. You know what? But what if the place that I talked about just gets like so booked up for Thanksgiving so early in the year? Like, we've been hearing about this since January.
I think another alternative thing that could happen is that people start filing in for Valentine's Day and it's like a preset menu.
Yeah.
And they bring it out and they're like, oh, we were expecting turkey.
Where's the turkey?
We thought you were having deep fried turkey today. And they're all in the back. Where did they get this?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
It's funny to think about that many people actually listen to us.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of those ball games was a pretty big one. I think viewership was probably pretty big, and that was the first time and worst time I did it.
Man, so. One of the teams that we called for that weekend is now number one in the state. I'm
telling you, man, I've been saying since the first time I saw them, they're contenders. They got a guy who's going to be up for Mr. Basketball, and when it gets crunch time, he steps up. They're fun to watch.
How cool is it that you could, like, we could say we've called a game for the number one team in the state right now? If they do win the state championship, being able to say that, it's going to be really cool. We've called a game where Reed Shepherd was on the floor. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
top five NBA draft pick. Malachi Moreno, currently one of the best players for the University of Kentucky. Did we call one of his games? I thought we did when he played at Southern.
When did he play?
Last year. Or no, 2 years ago, he played for Great Crossing at Madison Southern.
Oh, okay. Man, that's really cool. I forgot about that. Any famous football players that we've played for? Or not played for, called for?
I don't know. I don't think so.
We watched Damian Harris play, but we never were on the call for that. That was before that.
Malachi Wood, who plays tackle at UK, went to Central, but we don't talk about tackles a lot.
Yeah. We talked about him because he was like a giant brick wall.
He didn't look like he belonged out there. It was like...
He was a man amongst boys.
It was like me playing peewee football.
The quarterback for the Denver Broncos, I heard, played in Corbin, Kentucky.
Yeah.
But then also I saw a post the other day that he played rec league ball here in our county when he was growing up.
I know.
Jeremy Stidham,
I think. Yeah, they were talking about him going to the original KFC, and he said, yeah, technically I grew up there. I've been there, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Because he's of the age where I should have heard of him.
Me too, and I never have until this weekend.
Yeah, so I don't think he graduated from that high school. That high school, Corbin had Mr. Baseball this year. Cade Elam, who's going to, I think, maybe Louisville. I wish it was Kentucky, but, you know, it is what it is. You got anything? You're not making any notes?
No.
I got something. I think, like, do you ever wonder... Like, if I were going to set a world record, or if I was going to compete to be the best in the world at something, what would that one thing be? For you, I have some ideas. Do you have ideas?
I haven't thought about this, but for me, most mayonnaise ate in a year, maybe. That give it some more thought.
It wasn't where I was going. I was going to say that...
Amount of coffee drink in a day?
Automatically knowing the temperature was what I had down for you.
I know the difference between 67 and 68.
You do? Why'd you say 67?
Because that's my body's
I was over
perfection.
Here recording the other day, and you walked in the hallway between interviews, and you're like, hey, set it to 67. And I was like, what is wrong? Our whole neighborhood just started doing the juggling thing. Jared Stidham... Went to Stevensville High School, not in Kentucky. That was in Stevensville, Texas.
Oh.
He was born in Corbin, went to high school in Texas. So that's why we don't know about him.
I was going to say, I've never heard of the guy.
For me, I've recently discovered, I legitimately in my life, I can never tell you a time I lost a staring contest, first of all. And I get challenged pretty often, more than you'd think, you know? But I've got a new one. I think if there was a competition for catching pill bottles falling out of a cabinet, I feel like I'm Spider-Man when I'm over there and they'll just like start dropping out. I'll catch like four of them. I've only got two hands. Like, yeah. How did I do that? I think there should be a competition.
I think I've told you about this before, but you throw 10 baseballs at me, I'm going to catch maybe six of them. I think I'm above 50%.
Okay.
You throw a hot dog at me, I'm catching every one of those. Like if I drop food, my body's athleticism does things that is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, I've had some phenomenal catches, I will not drop an ounce of food.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, your pill bottles, my cat-like reflexes when food's about to hit the ground.
I've got a change in pill bottles, John, because you, my friend, are a physician. You cured my feet.
Are they better?
Dude, I just went out in the snow, took a trash can down the hill, and ran back up to my house with 0 foot pain.
How awesome, man.
It's incredible.
My copay, or your copay to me, rather.
Even my doctor was like, no, it's probably not the medicine. But you were like, yeah, that's what they said to me.
Why would a doctor say that? Like, that's mind-blowing.
Because of where the pain was, I guess. I don't know. She said it was heel spurs. But no, my heels feel incredible.
Your doctor needs to learn.
I'm going to ride some heelys, you know? She called in a new one.
I hope you got the one that I recommend. Did you mention the one I recommended?
No, I stopped at, have a friend who's not a doctor that told me to tell you this. I feel like that was far enough for me to go.
Man, I'm concerned. You got to tell me the name of the new medicine because...
I'll have to look it up. I don't know. But it's
going to be... I'm not going to say it on the air, but if it ends with a certain phrase, I just know.
Why wouldn't you say it on the air? Like, we have talked about on the air what it was before.
I didn't know if we had or not. Yeah, I can't remember. If it ends with statin, man, it's going to hurt your feet.
I don't know. It's like just a waste of time. I've only taken statins ever for that issue.
Fenibrate. That's what you need. My numbers are perfect and my feet never hurt. I don't get paid to say that either. Like, it's a game changer, man.
4 out of 5 Johns.
Why would you trust me? What medically have I ever steered you awry?
Is it the statin, though? Or is it that particular statin?
Look up statins.
Because I've had a statin before.
Well.
And I told her, I was like, look, I didn't take this for 4 days, and I have the feet of a teenager. I don't even know what that means.
Did you tell her you need a guy to call and ask medical questions to, here's his name and number?
There he is. I mean, I told her, I was like, I know your office is out at the end of the world and you can't get there from here because you're out in the middle of nowhere. But he said this.
I really, in the depths of my heart, believe that our educational system is so messed up. Like, if I want to be a doctor, I don't need to go to school for 7 years, right? Legitimately, if I want to be the kind of doctor, like, she is probably a nurse practitioner. Would you agree?
She's not. Doctor. She's a physician, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just say I want to be a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
I genuinely do not think I need to spend 7 years in school doing school stuff, taking underwater basket weaving and wiffle ball as part of my curriculum to become a physician's assistant.
So are you just out general education, or are you just saying you can be a doctor
and not go to college? Not saying that.
Okay.
I think that you should spend a couple of years taking biology, chemistry, advanced biology, biology 405, you know, advanced biology systems. But those need to be very specific to only human cells and human, you know, anatomy. I don't need to learn about dissecting frogs and octopus and all that crap. 2 years in college, learning everything I can about the human body, medicines, and then shadow a doctor for a couple of years. Ideally, not one in the neck of the woods that you went to. I tell you, I'm going to get on my soapbox.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like you're on it.
Four years to become, you know, an architect.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
You need
to go sit down with an old architect for 2 years, and then you're an architect.
So we need to go back to the apprenticeship model?
That's exactly how electricians do it, and things are working great. You know,
for the most part. I mean, I've had electricity.
You have to become an apprentice, then you become a master electrician. Same for plumbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't go to school and learn how to write sentences. They need to know main drain clog, clean main drain. I don't understand why you have to make it so complicated.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully you would own your own business. You need to have some critical thinking, some business acumen.
Ideally, in a perfect world, yes, but you don't have to. You can hire an accountant. That's all. Okay. Me make money. You count money, make sure I have it.
Okay. And that accountant has just been an apprentice for another accountant.
Yeah, I mean, numbers haven't changed ever.
They're taking away pennies.
You're trying to piss me off.
I'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, I don't know, man. If you like, it's taken the doctors on Grey's Anatomy 20 years and they're still terrible.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is college is just let's get drunk and think about weird things and not what you need to be there for.
You went to a different college than I did.
Yeah.
We drank Mountain Dew and thought about weird things. Well, I'm kidding. We could not afford Mountain Dew. It was Mountain Lightning.
Mountain Lightning, man.
That was the what's up.
And it was good. I wish they would make a Mountain Zero.
Right? You know?
Right. When's that going to happen? It's got to be soon.
They do have Diet Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
It's fine. They have a Diet Cola, but I want a Zero Cola.
Yeah, I don't want it because it's too much like Diet Coke, which is the worst thing humanity has ever created.
Legitimately, though, Diet Coke, like our school, like our education system, we just need some common sense in this country, man. Really.
I don't think it's coming soon. I think things are getting further and further away from
it. The more I really just sit down and drink coffee and reflect on the state of this earth, common sense is gone, my man. Gone. With the wind.
Well, I think it ties in. I went to a fast food place the other day. I went to Dairy Queen. And they had a sign on the speaker that said, "We no longer accept pennies due to the penny shortage." Now, I know they've said they're going to stop making pennies. But if you look at anybody's change tray in their car, we don't have a shortage of pennies.
Yeah.
We have too many. That's kind of the problem. But the sign actually had on it, "If your price ends in a 6, 7, 8, or 9, we will round up." Mm-hmm. "If it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, maybe it was 5 and up, I don't remember, but we will round down." It's like, do you have to? I mean, there's so many steps you could take before you get to this sign.
I don't understand why they would ever, if you're going to do that and we're not going to have pennies, everything should end in 0 or 5.
Yes. So that's solution one is, let's just adjust our pricing to where pennies are irrelevant.
And, you know, in modern day capitalism, they're never going to use a system where they round down. That's right. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's just make it what it is and call it what it is.
And it was only if you pay cash. So you are either penalized or benefited for paying cash, depending on the circumstances.
Okay. So you can still pay in that odd amount with a digital currency.
Yes. See, further away from common sense. That's what I'm saying.
Further away from reality, you know? Things aren't real, man. I'm reading a book.
Are birds real?
I'm reading, what was it that I read this morning?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know.
No. Okay, so I'm listening to, it's a daily, like, worldview podcast called Breakpoint.
Okay.
And today, it made me want to rewatch The Matrix.
Okay.
Because basically what he said was the Matrix was never a winnable outcome. To win the Matrix meant that you had to do a hard restart and create basically a world where there was a winnable outcome. I've not seen Matrix in 25 years. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Legitimately, it's in my rotation. I watch it probably once a year.
Okay.
Not sure I get it.
No? Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think really what he was talking about is the current state of our society is either we need a hard reset or we have to just watch it collapse.
Because there's no gradual improvement happening.
Right.
Like we're going toward destruction.
Yep. So that's how I started my day.
And that's why you come here, for the good news that just keeps on giving. I'm afraid you're not wrong, but that's where we're at, you know?
Watched watching some stuff, man, while we're snowed in this weekend. You guys watching anything good over your all's way?
No. Avery's watching One Tree Hill, which is...
I thought that was a band.
That's Three Doors Down, or I don't know. A lot of others,
Jonah
I guess.
Hill? I don't know.
I don't know. But I guess it was pretty popular once upon a time. It is maybe the worst thing I've ever seen. It is... We're going to create a scenario where only the most dramatic things happen to these people. Nothing normal is ever going to happen in this show ever.
So it's like Grey's Anatomy meets Yellowstone?
Kind of. It's like every episode is a car accident and a nuclear bomb and an unexpected pregnancy because it's teenagers. So dang, it's good man. Times. It's like she has to be emotionally worn out.
That's how Yellowstone was. I loved that show. But at one point, I was like, you know what? If your family has this much drama, you're the problem, you know?
Yep.
Not the rest of
no,
the world.
No, I get it. I get it. If it's always you involved, then you're the problem.
Like, you're the common.
So what have you been watching?
We finished up 11/22/63, and genuinely, that was one of my favorite series of all time. Loved it. Now we started another one. I'll have to text my son and ask the name, but it's similar. Like it's, I don't know. It's weird. So there's a, I'll have to ask him the name of it, but the premise basically is there's a man whose job it is that he takes like old film, and if it's been damaged, he can salvage it
and
preserve it. So he's really good at this job. He gets contacted by a company, and they're like, hey, we have these old tapes that were found in the rubble of this famous apartment complex fire that killed a bunch of people. So he's been contacted to come in. They're going to pay him $100,000 to do this, but he has to do it at a remote site, like out in the middle of the woods, away from everybody. And it's just a really odd set of circumstances. So basically, we think there's a woman missing, and she was the one that filmed all of this footage. So little by little, we're seeing her story, and I think eventually we'll piece together what happened to her. But it's really
sounds
good so
pretty
far.
Wild.
Just cannot remember the name of it.
There's a new series called His and Hers on Netflix. Can't really recommend it for the kids, but if you like a good murder mystery, it is super solid. So it's really good.
So that's been recommended to me a lot, and I saw that it has the guy that was the partner of
Rick. Yeah, it's Rick Shane from The Walking Dead.
Thank you.
He's also the Punisher, if you watch any of those.
I don't think I have. Yeah, I just don't like that guy because of The Walking Dead.
He's great in the show. I can't promise you you're going to like his character, but he does a great job.
I think that speaks to how good of an actor you are. If I hate you because of how good you played a bad role, like that's pretty legit.
My dad used to always tell me, it's like, oh, my old poppy used to. My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, like, the villains, the guys who play the villains are probably the best actors because they're having to go so far out of their, he wouldn't say go so far out of the range, but, I mean, it applied to wrestling when we were talking, but it was also for movies. So I think that's usually Heath Ledger with the Joker, that was his best role. Like, you gotta.
Man, I don't want to bring you down, but. Like, I would love to be able to just sit down with Eddie one more time and hear him explain that.
Yeah.
Because I'd be wiping his tobacco spit off my mouth.
I modernized somehow. It, cleaned up some language, you know, made it podcast appropriate.
Man, he's right, though. But on the other hand, like, they're either that good because, A, they're a really good actor, or B, they're a really awful human being in real life, and that's just who they are.
It's just you're playing yourself.
Charles Minor from The Office, hated that guy. But then I watched him on a show called Luther, highly recommend. And he's just as hateable, but in a cool way this time.
Does he have a British accent?
Yes,
it's a British show. And by that, I mean the way he talks.
Yeah, it's
maybe it was that show. Maybe it's his American accent I hated. Maybe that was the problem.
He was just a turd.
Idris Elba?
Yeah. They were talking about making him
I'm just gonna let you I'm gonna let you flounder. I know what it is.
My brain,
let's not
man.
Get smart. It's it's not Mission Impossible. It's James Bond.
Thank you.
007.
I would have never got it. Yeah. I did that the other day in your car. You were listening to a banger by Smash Mouth.
I was listening to Smash Mouth. I don't know how many bangers they have.
It was
they
a good
got
one.
Some good stuff.
But I just could not think of the name of that band.
Did I ever tell you? Because you were like, don't tell me. And then we got out of the car and I forgot about it.
I was we didn't bring it back up. But I was sitting there doing the game, like calling the game or getting ready to do the game. And without prompting, I didn't say, hey, man, who was it? But I was thinking about it. And then you just looked at me and was like, Smash Mouth. Okay. And I was like, ah. I was so far away.
I was just so deep in thought about Thanksgiving by that point that I couldn't really recover. I quoted my dad, and I've noticed that I so much wisdom imparted to me, and I feel like I try to do that for my kids, but I make crap up. Do you ever make crap up?
Oh, I'm sure. I can't think of a specific today, but
let me tell you my favorite one. I've got a kid at my house, and he's not the only one, but he's the only one that persists in this. If he is talking about he's trying to quantify something, he will say, there are too much marbles in that bowl for me to do something with. That's a horrible example, but they're too much of those things. And I stop him and I say, hey, if you can count them, it's many. If you can't count them, it's much.
Whoa.
And I don't know if that's true.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea if that's true. But for, I don't know, 6 years, I say that to him once a week. I'm like, bro, if you can count them, it's many. If you can, it's much. And I have no idea if that's actually true.
Oh, whoa. That like did something to my brain, man.
Like, help me pick these toothpicks up. No, you drop too many toothpicks because you can count them. You drop too much toothpicks? No, that sounds dumb.
Okay. Well, let's think of a...
You can have too much water in a cup. You can have too much food on your plate.
Sunscreen on my body.
Yeah. But you can't...
I can't do too many sunscreen.
Yeah, you probably can't quantify... I mean, you probably could if you wanted to measure it.
5 liters of sunscreen on me.
You would say too many liters. I can measure the liters.
Yeah.
But it's too much sunscreen.
How many bottles do I have in here?
Too many.
But you could say too
many bottles. I wouldn't say too much bottles.
You'd have to say something after that, like too much for me to think about right now.
Yeah.
No, but that's still too many. Too many for me to think about.
Too many. Yeah. So is that true? I don't know. I just started saying it. And I was thinking, I said it last week, and I was like, you know, I don't even know if that's true. I've been saying it for years.
He's going to go to college and get a 4.0 and then take like an advanced English class and fail that class because he's going to die on the hill of, I used the right way here. And my daddy said.
If you can count them, it's many. If you can't, it's much.
So when I make up stuff, it's really because the explanation, if I gave it to you, would be way too boring or way too long. So I just make up a random thing. And yeah. I did this today, actually.
Okay.
So when they paved my driveway, they intentionally left my driveway a quarter of an inch or half an inch high from the main road. And it looks, I don't like it because if a snowplow comes by and hits my driveway, he's going to rip it up. And it happened on one side of my driveway. But if they ever pave this road, it'll be perfect. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So to hopefully avoid a salt truck plowing up my driveway with the snow, I've put a bucket in the middle of my driveway, hoping that they'll like not shovel right there or plow right there.
I completely unrelated. I owe you a bucket, but go on.
Dang. So I pull in earlier, and there's a young man that doesn't live in your house or my house that's playing in the cul-de-sac.
Yep.
And I get out of my car, and I check my mail, and it's like 5 o'clock, so the mail should have ran, but mm-hmm. the weather, they didn't, I guess. So I looked over. I was like, hey, man, why'd you take my mail? And he just looked at me, and he shrugged his shoulders. And I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean he actually took my mail? I was like, hey. Did you really take my mail? He's like, why are you asking? I was like, why aren't you telling me? And then he changed gears. He's like, hey, why you got a bucket in your driveway?
That's good question.
I was like, I like catching snow in my bucket. And then I left.
That's good. See?
Because I don't need to give him the full, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Kid's not going to appreciate that, but he'll never forget. I had this weird neighbor that put a bucket outside to catch snow.
Not like in his yard, like it's at so the far end away from his driveway.
He had to walk 400 feet for that bucket.
The so, best snow comes from the cul-de-sac.
I would love to like hear what he tells his dad about that. Yeah. John's got this bucket out there. He's catching snow.
I only know because they're still in his mail. I want to start making stuff up all the time. I'm just going to start saying, you know, they say, because when you say they say, people don't question it. It's like, you know, they say wearing shorts burns more calories than CrossFit. If you do it, let us know.
That's perfect. Oh, man. So speaking of that neighbor, he texted me at like 10 o'clock one night last week. It was the day that your son had his accident.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I got some mail for you. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, bro, it's 98% sure it's just junk because that's all we ever get. So just throw it away. And then he sent me a picture of it. And it is weird, man. It has a sticker that has like a hashtag and then like a quote after that. And it has my wife's name, but his address.
Okay.
And so I'm able to see who it's from and I look it up. It's a famous author.
Okay.
So I end up going over there and talking to him for 45 minutes at like around 11 o'clock.
I heard about it.
It was great. But something else, pivot to something else. Ray sent us a text today. There's a viral video going around of a fight that happened in a middle school basketball game. And
was the story about him having your mail and the, like, you just dropped me at famous author. Are we going back there?
No.
No. Let's go back to, like, well, what famous author and why?
I don't know what this person's name was. It was like,
it's like, I've got the best story ever. No, anyway, let's talk about something else.
So weird. So, yeah, my wife somehow, this is not a great story because I haven't got all the details from her, okay, and she's being really shady about it. So basically, she found this author, started reading their books, really likes them. So I'm like, okay, how did you get on a mailing list? Like, she's like, I really don't know. I was like, well, this is weird because you are, but it's the wrong address.
You know, they say a famous author is the same as a fake boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what they say.
So to get her back for not telling me all the details, I told our neighbor, I was like, oh, she's really embarrassed. This is a really smutty author.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Yeah. So I found out about it because my kids, literally, I don't remember which one, but they're like, John and Chris were over on Chris's porch and they were just standing there talking and you weren't there. And I was like, what? They left me out?
We were talking about you, really.
I'm sure.
Really. He said some funny stuff about our new neighbor.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's messed up. Okay, so this clip racing us, you and I had seen it, but it's phenomenal.
There's a huge brawl that breaks out and the bench is clear.
Adults, middle school basketball in Eastern Kentucky.
Adults come in. There is pandemonium, but then the police have to get involved and they tase someone
on the midcourt.
And then what does the commentator
say? So first of all, they are us if we didn't try, I think, because they're like, man, they let this ball game get out of hand. We got to finish this ball. Is this over? No, they just tased Ryan.
As calm as this guy is mellow yellow, brother.
And you can see Ryan twitching.
Ryan goes down, son. You hear the pop of the tase.
Yeah.
Ryan froze solid and just falls over. It is dramatic. There is pandemonium all around Ryan. And the brother just says, oh, Ryan got tased. How many times has Ryan been tased? That's your go-to.
Just so many people get tased. You're like, oh, it's Ryan's turn this time.
It sounds like Ryan has been tased out of 9 out of the 10 last basketball games.
Yeah.
Also, there were 100 people on the floor fighting, and they tased Ryan. What did Ryan do?
I didn't see Ryan throw any punches. There were a lot of people that could have been tased.
I think that cop had beef with Ryan.
I think so. That was his excuse.
I bet Ryan just causes some crap because they gave zero craps about Ryan getting tased.
I mean,
saw you get tased, I'd be like, bro, Javon just got tased.
Oh, they got a taser out of the ball game.
But he could not care less.
They just tased Ryan.
And
yeah, it's so good. We need to work that into the next broadcast.
So Ray was like, if this happened to you all, it's going viral, but it's because John said something stupid, right?
Yeah. If anything, you would get overexcited. You'd be like, watch him twitching. Look at him twitching.
I think there's a greater chance that you're just there solo because I've went down there to help Ryan.
They just tased John. They should have left tased. The booth.
John's tased too. Dadgum.
This has been brought to you by the Thanksgiving dinner.
Chenault Vineyard. I bet I would say something just crazy. Yeah. My go-to was, man, they were on Ryan like a pack of dogs on a three-legged cat.
See, that would be good. That would go viral.
I think so.
But for the right reasons, because you would be excited.
I hope there's a fight we can try that out on.
I've never witnessed at a physical baseball game benches clearing, either as a coach or just somebody watching a major league game. And I've been to a lot of them. Why can't I see people fight?
We need to go to a hockey game, man.
That's a guarantee. I mean, you go to a fight and the hockey game breaks out, right?
Right.
They say in three out of every four games, there's at least two fights 100% of the time.
I was watching TikTok and the hockey fight came on and they just let it go until they hit the ground. Yeah. And then apparently that's just too far. That's when Ryan gets tased, is if they hit the ground, game over.
Yeah,
but until then, they just beat the ever loving dog out of each other.
And it's like boxing. And they'll like pull the jersey over the head.
I was watching it, and that's what the guy did. He reached over his shoulder, pulled his shirt down over his face, and just wore that old boy's face out.
That's how they teach Kenny Wu to fight in D2 the Mighty Ducks. Stick, glove, shirt.
I love
it. There you go. I love the Mighty Ducks. I watched it today. Golly. Let's take a break and talk about vacation. How about that?
Fair enough.
Talk about vacation?
Yeah.
You know, in our planning meeting for today's episode.
It was a long meeting.
When I walked in, I was like, what are we doing? John was like, can we just talk about something warm? So I have a vacation quiz for you.
Oh.
How you feel about that? You okay doing something formal, or do you just want to talk about how cold
it is? No, man. Let's do this. I want 70 degrees. I want sand. I want a beach. And a diet Mountain Dew. That's all I want.
I hate sand and the beach. And I don't know, 70's getting kind of warm. Let's keep it a little cooler. I'm surprised
70
that you,
right now would feel like we're in the equator.
I've seen you in a room where the thermostat's on 75. And I can't imagine, like, because you're losing your mind because it's too hot.
I can't think of a place where I would be where it would be 75. And I'm not, like, why would that ever happen?
Why would you go to a beach? It's like 130.
I can take my clothes off and get in the water. I can't do that indoors.
I mean, you can't.
The one time I tried, it got really weird.
That's why he didn't go back to Walmart. Because he got tased.
They tased Ryan.
All right. Let's talk about some summer, some heat. Is that good?
Okay.
Did
the
you
last
know?
Quiz was all temperature related. Is that really just like what you think it'd be? Is I mean, I'm just all the time.
You literally this time said, let's talk about something warm. So this is from you. Last time was me.
But I'm just asking, are all of these specific to thermostat settings?
I did say the one thing you're best in the world at is picking out temperature. It's number one on my John list. This is related to summer because of what the heat causes to happen to the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
Did you know that it gets taller in the summer?
I would imagine that thermodynamics happens.
How much taller does the Eiffel Tower get?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that is steel. I'm going to say crazy answer. Is it over 3 inches?
Is that your answer or you're asking me a question?
That's kind of my answer, and I'd like to know if it's above
or beyond
that.
3 inches, 6 inches, 9 inches, or 12 inches?
Three.
The answer is 6 inches.
Wow.
Which is also 15 centimeters for those of our European friends. That is a lot. I've never been to the Eiffel Tower.
That is half a
foot. It is. It's a dollar bill. That's how long a dollar bill is. So, yeah. So if you're afraid of heights,
vertically,
long, like wide.
You didn't say that. I bet it gets 3 inches taller.
No, I'm talking about dollar bills. What are you talking about?
The Eiffel Tower, man.
It gets 6 inches taller. Okay.
That's what I was asking.
We're talking about dollars. So if you're scared of heights, you won't go to the Eiffel Tower. Wait till the winter. It gets 6 inches shorter.
That can't be good for however it's made. Like, is it, it's all steel beams. Are they welded together? Are they riveted together? Are they held together with what mechanisms hold that thing together?
I don't know.
Let's talk to Chris Reeser. I bet you have to plan that when you're designing buildings.
There's zero chance they would get his steel in France. He would not allow it.
Oh, I think if the dollar bill was right, he would.
That's an excellent point. Did you know?
That would be the most American thing ever. You know, we'll help you build an Eiffel Tower, but we're going to build it with American steel.
Yep, and we're measuring it in feet, dadgummit. Yeah. None of you centimeters. Speaking of measuring things in anything that's not the metric system.
Horses or hands.
True or false, you can measure the temperature by counting how fast a cricket chirps. I guess you've never done it by your hemming and hawing.
I've never heard an old man at church talk about this, so I'm tempted to say that's false. But I will say that the most times I remember hearing crickets chirp is when it's hot outside, especially at night.
That's a good point. If you can hear crickets, it is true that you can use that to get really close to the Fahrenheit temperature.
I'm going
to
say they chirp the most when it's 80-something degrees.
I mean, based on the measurement, it's just the most when it gets hotter and hotter. But this is called Dolbear's Law.
Dolbear? That doesn't sound like an Appalachian name.
It's probably Dolbear.
Dolbear?
Dolbear's Law.
Old man Dolbear.
You know, they say that if you count the chirps in 15 seconds, so if you can hear however many chirps, then you add 40, then you get really close to the Fahrenheit temperature.
Well, hold on now. Does it have to be one cricket?
No, it's how many crickets you hear.
Oh, well, Lord, yeah. I mean, come down here in August.
So if you hear,
think you're standing on the sun by the amount of crickets you
hear. 50 chirps, it's 90 degrees.
There's no better sound than the deadness of winter turning into spring when you hear those crickets and frogs. You just know that life is on the horizon. You know what I mean? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah,
try to be aware of that this year.
I get it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. Everyone.
The collective.
Slow down. And when winter's almost over around the middle of March, right when it's the best turkey hunting is when you're going to start hearing frogs and crickets come back to life.
Are you planning to go to the beach this summer?
Yep.
When you hear crickets, you're going to head toward the beach.
Yep. That's when I go south, man.
Let's talk about some destinations.
Oh, okay.
That's your microphone. Okay. I don't want to start with that one. If you were to go visit a country to see the Great Barrier Reef, what country would you go to?
Australia.
Good day, mate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
They say the toilets spin the other way there.
Man, I would love to go there, but not for the reef, but I'd really love to see Crocodile Dundee.
I don't think he's around.
He didn't die, man, did he?
I don't know. He was old in that movie in the 80s.
In my heart. He's still alive.
What's his name? Steve Hogan?
I don't know. Please, I really don't want to know. I'm having a better day.
Crocodile Dundee was a movie that came out in 1986 starring Paul Hogan. So that's my fault.
Steve's his younger brother.
It is. So Paul Hogan played the role of Crocodile Dundee. He's the only thing I remember from the movie is like, no, you call that a knife? And then he pulls out a bigger
this
knife.
This is a knife.
This is a knife. He's alive, buddy. How old is the actor that played Crocodile Dundee? Is he
87?
He's 86. He turns 87 in October.
He's going to make it.
Bro.
Mark my words. Sure as the crickets will be here in April.
I mean, you can tell the temperature within a degree. You can tell the age of Australian celebrities within a year.
It's a special gift, but I carry it.
Robert Irwin, Steve Irwin's son, is an adult now and doing the same type stuff.
He is 32 years old.
Are you making that up?
Nope.
He won Dancing with the Stars this year. I know that.
He is just so much like his dad, and I love him so much.
Yeah, seems like a huge nerd, and the accent is dope. How old did you say he was?
32.
Way off. It only counts if they're over 40. Then you lose your... He's 22.
See, I misheard the universe.
Taking the world by storm. Listen to the universe, huh? What
if
country?
That dude's 22, then I don't know that Steve Irwin is that dude's dad, because didn't he die more than 22
40 years ago? No, it was not. He was a young mate, though. What's the most, let's see. What country consistently ranks as the number one most visited tourist destination in the entire world?
I'm going to say Tokyo.
Not a country.
You said country?
Yep.
Okay. So it's not Japan.
It is not Japan.
All right.
What would you go see in Tokyo besides...
Like, whenever I think of Tokyo, I just think of whatever that main road is where there's millions of people walking on that crosswalk. Okay. So is it, let's see, give me a quadrant of our
world. I don't know how that works. It's in Europe.
It's in Europe?
I don't know how quadrant. I know we're the Western Hemisphere, but.
Is it?
The world's a globe, so I really, like really confused.
Paris, France? I don't know.
Paris is not a country, but France is, and that's the right answer. Okay. It is. It is. Do you know what city is known as the floating city?
Is this country or is this?
Oh, boy.
Is this city in America?
No, this is also in Europe, but not France. It is.
Well, hold on now.
It shows up in a lot of movies.
It's Florence?
Close. Is it Florence? You're on the right track.
Is it somewhere in Spain?
No.
Okay, then now I don't know.
In Florence and Italy?
Florence, Italy. Portugal, so is this one. Spain.
Portugal is a country.
It is in Italy.
Yes.
That's all. I know Florence.
Venice.
Venice. I knew that. Yeah,
Venice. Yeah. Which is weird because there's a Venice beach that's not there. It's in
There's
California.
A floating city in Africa that I watched the documentary on. And rent in this city is $4 a month. But boy, it needs some people.
I bet it does.
500,000 people live in this very small area on a lagoon, and they don't have modern toilets or plumbing. So you could imagine the state of this lagoon.
I get these ads all the time that it's like Scotland will pay you $60,000 to live in this hotel because they're trying to rebuild the population. Like, sign me up. Like, if this is real, if you're going to pay me just to live somewhere, I can do my job from there.
Yeah.
Let's go. Bless their hearts, goes international.
How crappy is a place that they have to pay you to go live there?
I don't know, but
I mean,
it can't be any more out in the sticks than we are now. Am I right?
Yeah. Well,
am I right?
The government's not paying me to live here, though. They could.
What percentage, this will be our last one, of the United States population holds a passport, which is the legal documentation you need to travel abroad?
I'm going to say less than 5%. I'm going to say 2%.
2%.
Mm-hmm.
44 to 48% of American citizens have a passport.
That is a lie straight out of the devil's mouth because... That ain't real.
Okay. Do you have a passport?
Yeah.
That's 100% of the people in this room.
Yeah. That dude, 50% of the population has a passport.
I know at least 80% of our cul-de-sac does.
Okay. Think about this critically. There's no way.
I don't know, man.
There is no way.
I mean, and
130% of them voted. So,
yeah, to be clear, this is not a cited source. So I think it's probably way over 2, but 44 does seem high.
I mean, I would let you kick me square there if it's really more than 20%.
Okay.
We're not actually.
We said it here. Nope. We will fact check this, and we will have that video live on our Facebook page.
That seems so high.
I would have believed 20.
Yeah. 40. You said 44
to 48. The question actually was true or
false.
That's
because our government can't count because there are so many variables.
The question was true or false if it's below 50. And I was like, that's way too easy. So,
yeah.
Man,
50, there's no way. I don't even think half of the country could tell you the proper process to get a passport.
I mean, I didn't have one till 2 years ago, I think, and that was to go on a cruise. And then I had
you'd never had one before that.
Mm-hmm. Last time I went to Mexico,
you didn't have to.
I just rolled across. I was like, I'm American. I can go where I want.
I've had one since like just out of high school.
Get some Vicodin on the corner in Tijuana and head back to the house.
If that many people have them, do you think it's that many people have been out of country?
Well, here's the thing. I still have the islands we went to. I don't think I actually needed a passport, but we got it just in case. So, no, I don't think that many people are traveling either. I think some people use it for documentation. Or
I wonder if some people thought that maybe that's what a real ID was and they bought that instead.
Yeah, they got duped. That's a much bigger process. Real ID is a big process, but
I think getting a real ID may have been harder than getting my passport this last time. I've had to get two passports.
Oh, wow.
One for my real name.
and one
for the other guy that I vote under the name of.
We covered a spy that did some of that.
I think
True Crimecast next week.
I feel like
this week.
I am getting a little political, just a little bit. But I feel like for the most part, you and I see pretty similarly on political issues.
Okay.
But there's probably some things we disagree on, and that's fine.
Okay.
We love each other no matter what, right?
I didn't have to say that. Go ahead.
What is your stance on allowing a person to vote with the only form of ID they have to show is a credit card?
Yeah. You know, they say that, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't love that. The reasons are that it is allegedly difficult for some people to attain an official ID. I think the answer is to make it easier for people to get official IDs and still require it instead of letting you bring a piece of mail or whatever.
Yeah. I think it's just a travesty, but anyway.
Yeah. Not a fan of it. I think there should be other solutions. If the access to an ID is a problem, let's fix that part.
We do have another conversation that we want you all to listen to, but we're not going to have it on this channel. We're going to have it on the True Crimecast channel. You better go check out True Crime to Go from yesterday, because we're going to talk about British people and flatulence.
That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
Leave us a rating and a review. We love y'all.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.